Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Scott Miller, who is a contributor to the New York Times, but is a longtime baseball insider and analyst. So we bring in Scott now from San Diego. And Scott, what does baseball, as in MLB officials, need to do now moving forward with Ohtani?
You know, they're investigating, Amy, and the IRS is investigating, and nobody knows quite where it's all going to lead. Ohtani says he has not done any betting. It was all his interpreter that the Dodgers fired. Ohtani has been a private person, and there's never been any hint of scandal at all near him. So what baseball has to do is hope that holds true and that the investigation doesn't lead to any big, you know, secret betting life he's got. I mean, there's all kinds of questions, of course, and you know, starting with his interpreter, it's all weird, and there's a lot of investigation to be had. Starting with, how does an interpreter, who granted was kind of like Ohtani's body man, they were inseparable, but how does he have access to bank accounts of Ohtani's to get that kind of money? It's just staggering. But then beyond that, it always goes back to the old Watergate scandal. Follow the money. Where does the money lead? And now we're back to baseball's investigation and the IRS's investigation. I think for everybody concerned, you know, for baseball, for baseball fans, and especially for the entire country of Japan, everybody's hoping Ohtani's clean and it is the interpreter that somehow swindled him. And we all move on, because I cannot imagine if there's any kind of betting, you know, not even just baseball, but if there's any kind of illegal betting or whatever, you know, if Ohtani, if any of this scandal sticks to him, the whole country of Japan might come down, as popular as he is. I mean, they live and breathe with Ohtani, and, you know, they have great pride in him and in their culture. And it's just, you know, we don't know where it's going to go, but hopefully whatever happens, you know, Ohtani kind of separates from it, and he's the guy that everybody thought he was, and he plays baseball and entertains the world, because he's baseball's, like you said, he's the biggest star in the game. He's an international superstar. Baseball doesn't have too many of those.
Scott, if nothing else comes out, there's no smoking gun, there's nothing but speculation that would tie Ohtani to gambling, what action can MLB take, if at all?
If nothing else comes out, if they don't find him guilty of anything, I don't see any action taken against him or anything. I think the biggest thing that may come out of it is, you know, maybe, you know, baseball makes sure the guardrails it has in place again for players and staff not to bet remain in place, and maybe even get stronger if need be. I think it'd be more that than, you know, any action against Ohtani, because, you know, if it shows that He didn't do anything illegal or unethical, then I think everybody moves on. But it gets a little tricky, too, with the IRS investigating because, there might be some cynicism among sports fans saying, well, of course baseball's not going to find anything with Ohtani. They'd be a disaster, and they don't want to find anything with Ohtani. And they'll do a cursory investigation and then say, okay, that's it. But if there's a parallel IRS investigation, that gets a little more dicey or not. I mean, if Ohtani's completely without blame and an innocent victim in this, the IRS finds that. I think, anybody cynical about what I just said about baseball's investigation, maybe it's a good thing. Baseball did its job and there's nothing to find.
Scott Miller is with us for the first time this 2024 season, a longtime baseball insider and contributor to the New York Times. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Ohtani is still a huge draw, and the Dodgers paid him. They paid Yamamoto. Now they're paying Will Smith over 10 years. Heavens, this is a lot of money that's been committed to a handful of players.
Yeah, and you've got Teoscar Hernandez, the outfielder that was with Seattle last year, traded for Tyler Glasnow. It's gobble money. They spent over $1 billion this year. And, probably to me the biggest story of the 2024 season is the Dodgers clearly swinging for the fences and being tired of winning the National League West, which they've done 10 of 11 years, and then going to the playoffs and then getting bounced in the first round. I mean, they still just won the one World Series since 1988. It was in 2020. It was the COVID-shortened season of 60 games. And it was quite an accomplishment. Everybody was playing under the exact same rules. Dodgers win the World Series fair and square. But with the talent they've had, number one, they should win multiple World Series, which they haven't yet. Number two, I don't want to say that comes with an asterisk, but yeah, the Dodgers won, but it was only a 60-game season. There's a lot. It was in a year where it was kind of crazy, and people maybe don't take that as seriously as if you win a World Series after a 162-game season, and they're spending the money to do it this year, and no doubt. I mean, they already talked about, like, with Ohtani, when they go on the road, it's like, traveling with a rock and roll band, like going back to the Beatles or something, and all that attention is going to bring a lot of pressure, and there's an incredible expectations with the Dodgers.
Scott, we know the Texas Rangers and their fan base are still exulting in their first ever World Series title. Bruce Bochy has solidified his status as one of the best managers that we've ever had in the game. What do the Rangers do for an encore in 24?
They'll attempt to become the first team since the 99-2000 Yankees to win a back-to-back World Series. It's amazing in baseball that hasn't happened, by the way. You got to go back to those Yankees of 99 and 2000 to find a back-to-back winner. But the talent's here. I mean, there's some injuries with the team. Max Scherzer, of course, and Jacob deGrom won't open the season team. And Corey Seager has an injury. But this talent up and down this lineup and there's no doubt with Bochy pulling the strings, they've got every chance to win. The other interesting thing with the Rangers is this young outfielder, Wyatt Langford, is going to open the season. Looks like in the starting outfield. He's an absolute rookie of the year candidate. People raved about him all spring. He's just 22 years old. First round pick, fourth overall in last year's draft. And yet here he comes to start for the World Series champion Texas Rangers, Wyatt Langford. So keep an eye on him, and he's going to add some excitement to that Rangers team as they kind of try to not only repeat, but especially early in the year, get off to a good start while they've got some injuries.
Scott Miller is with us here to preview the 2024 baseball season, which begins with a stateside universal opening day on Thursday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. All right, for fun, who has the best starting rotation in the game right now, Scott?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I mean, you'd be tempted to go Dodgers, adding Tyler Glasnow. Yamamoto is interesting. But he had trouble command issues in Korea last week in the opener. He pitched the second game of the season. But, yeah, he got lit up by the Padres. And he had some control issues in spring training. And, there's always going to be that when Japanese pitchers come over. the Japanese baseball is a little bit smaller than the American ball. So, you know, Yamamoto's a small frame guy and has small hands. So the question, until he proves otherwise, is going to be, is the control issues, is it that he's having trouble gripping and handling the American baseball that's a little bit bigger? And in Japan, the baseball is tackier. It's got a little more stickiness to it, where it gripped to it, whereas in America, the ball is more slippery. So it's a little bigger, a little slipperier. And, you know, you wonder if that's the control issues. But he's had great, great success in Japan. So if he's what the Dodgers hope he is, you know, with Glasnow and him, and as Walker Buehler comes back later in the year, now that could be pretty good. But I mentioned Atlanta a minute ago. You got, you know, Max Fried. You've got Spencer Strider. You've got Charlie Morton, Chris Sale, if he's healthy. You know, right there is where I'd go to start.
Any in the American League that jumps out?
Houston always pitches. The glitter names, we just talked about Texas, and, you know, throw out Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom and guys like that. But, you know, but those two are hurt. Houston, Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, eventually he's got some injury issues. Jose Urquidy. Astros are always pretty good. Lance McCullers Jr., but he gets hurt a lot as well. You know, the Orioles came on. Great trade, you know, acquiring a Cy Young winner or a former Cy Young winner, Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm.
That's going to set them up. You know, I mean, you have to really like Baltimore with Burnes and John Means, Kyle Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez stepped up last year. Orioles going to be really good again this year. And, you know, this is the year, I think. Last year they were really good, but they also kind of came maybe a year early. I don't think yet people were quite expecting. People thought this year would be the Orioles' year. The fact that they did what they did last year, coming a little bit early and maturing early, and now they're a lot more seasoned coming into this year. So, you know, Orioles are going to be dangerous, and specifically the rotation question you were talking about. Those names are there, and I think the Orioles' rotation is going to be pretty good.
All right, Scott, we talked about pitchers and starting rotations. Baseball's got a lot of young talent, an infusion of young talent. So who are a couple of young guys who you think are poised for breakout seasons in 24?
Well, I mentioned Wyatt Langford, the outfielder. No doubt about that. He's poised for breakout. Beyond that, Evan Carter is also in Texas outfield. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention him. And Evan Carter got some action in the World Series last year. So, you know, those are two guys. Tigers already gave a monster contract to their second baseman, Colt Keith. He hadn't even played a major league game yet. They gave him a big contract, 6-year extension over the winter for millions of dollars. They're so high on him, he hadn't even played yet. You know, they were buying out his arbitration years and his free agency years. He was the 22nd overall pick in last year's draft. So, you know, Colt Keith, he's right there. Guy that everybody's watching this spring in Baltimore is Matt Holliday's son, Jackson Holliday.
Right.
You know, the Orioles ended up sending him down to the minor leagues late in spring training. And, of course, they deny it's any service time manipulation. Some people swear it is, you know, but either way, I think we're going to see Jackson Holliday back for long. And he's a guy that could win. Those are some names in the American League. National League, we talk about Yamamoto, the Dodgers pitcher. It's interesting because the Rookie of the Year leaders, perhaps, in the National League, they're not as young as in the American League. They're guys that played professionally in Japan or Korea and came over. And, you know, because the way the Rookie of the Year rules lay out, you know, even if you played in the Japan League last year, last few years, you're still eligible for Rookie of the Year. A lot of people think it shouldn't be that way. But
right.
You got Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers. I do think he'll get the control issues under wraps, and he'll figure it out. But, you know, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate. And then in San Francisco, we'll see him tomorrow in San Diego open. The center fielder from Korea, Young-Hoo Lee, you know, he's played a number of years in Seoul in the KBL, the Korean Baseball League. And the Giants need him, among others, to step up after firing Gabe Kapler and bringing Bob Melvin as his manager. You know, a lefty pitcher for the Cubs, Shota Imanaga. And, of course, Milwaukee's got a young outfielder, Jackson Churio, people are really high on. And, And aside from Churio, in San Diego, Jackson Merrill is going to make his debut in center field alongside Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field. Jackson Merrill getting the nod. He's never even played the outfield before, but the Padres were thin this year in outfielders, and they moved Merrill from shortstop to outfield and to center field this spring, and he took both offensively and defensively. He had a great spring. So rookie of the year, it could come down to Jackson Merrill or Churio in Milwaukee. So there's a number of players. I was just to say that a kid named Mason Wynn will be the starting shortstop in St. Louis. Another guy to watch.
Mm. Scott, before I let you go, really cool to go from the youngest stars and the new guys in baseball to a man who's been around for what feels like forever, an iconic voice in Bob Uecker. And he will call the Brewers home opener. He'll be on the mic April 2nd. Don't know how many games he does after that, but any games that we get with him, they're worth listening to. So how cool is that? Bob Uecker still around doing games.
Love it. And that'll be a must listen. That alone is reason go find Brewers games wherever you can, because Bob Uecker is, he's a national treasure. And I mean, he's beloved in the state of Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, as he should be. But, you know, this guy is so funny, so good, so pure baseball. And, such a down to earth guy. I mean, you see him at the ballpark and, he's approachable. He loves people, and he'll talk to you. He's funny, and he's also one of those legends. For many years growing up, you had guys like that were identified with teams. You know, I mean, when I was a kid in Michigan, Ernie Harwell was the voice of the Tigers on the radio for decades, and he was just a legend. He was a classic, and oh my gosh, I listened to him every night. Of course, Vin Scully in Los Angeles. And we lost these guys. You know, Ernie Harwell's passed on. Vin Scully passed away two summers ago. You had so many. You know, Bob Prince in Pittsburgh, and Bob Uecker now still hanging on in Milwaukee. And I don't think there's a lot of great young announcers going now across the game. So I'm not denigrating anybody's talent, but it's just a different world now. It's so fractured. People listen to games on radio. They watch on TV. People just get their scores in the internet. You don't have those one legendary announcer in a city that everybody knows anymore. You know, the young guys, even if they're very talented, they just don't draw the audience that radio broadcast once did. Bob Uecker is one of the last of the lions from that generation. And, God bless him. And oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun to listen to him.
Don't want to miss that. Thank goodness for SiriusXM so we can listen to all of the home broadcasts. Scott Miller is a longtime Major League Baseball insider and reporter and analyst, and now contributing for the New York Times. We're always pleased to have him on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. It is great to hear your voice again, my friend, and we look forward to a fun season ahead.
Likewise, Amy. Nice to hear you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. And best time of year, I always say, because opening day alone is like a religious holiday. I'm a big college basketball guy after baseball. We got the NCAA tournament going, and it's spring, and opening day means you can almost reach out and touch summer. So enjoy opening day, and let's rock and roll and have a great season.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.